Hi, this is Mistress Zed.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast. We have no relations with Bloodline of the Grid. Ugh. Shattered Grid. Ugh. Unworthy Studios or anything of that nature. This is a fan-made product. This is a project of love made by fans for fans. And we make this because we love it, and we hope you do as well. Thank you and enjoy.
What's up, Ranger fans? It's your boy Steve Cardenas, aka Rocky the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers podcast.
Piston mechs and gearheads, and Broodwing makes his return to help him. Eichhorn got destroyed by the Rangers Zords. Yeah, me and my family make a great team, don't we? Yeah, we kick that guy's butt. Anyway, what will happen next? Only time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It's time to find out. It's morphing time.
Episode 21. The Time Paradox to Find the Real Class, Part 1. Meanwhile, as Shane, Joshua, and Jalen are in the training room training away, Dr. K and Cam teleport to the second CC lookout.
Rangers, me and Cam have found a way how to find the real cats.
Yes. If we initiate a timeline with Psycho Aqua, we can open a portal to where we have projected her to be.
But the Time Guardians need to go, as they are the only ones with the Time Guardian Morphers.
As Dr. K says this, Joshua walks out of the chamber.
Hey, I heard you needed TGs, Auntie. What's the situation?
Yes, Josh, you heard right. Okay, Owlet. Let me get this right. You want us to go back in time, Auntie? Yes, James.
Hold up. You want us to travel back in time? Are you kidding me?
Probably we need the Time Guardian Rangers. They're needed for this mission.
Okay, so we are going back in time to find the real cats. How are we going to do that?
Andy then
Hold
responds.
Hold up, Kazu. If you were to do that, it could ruin our timeline.
Andy, the only way to ruin our timeline is one of us tells ourselves what's going on so we can rip that out, Mr. Doyle.
Really, sis? Like you have room to talk, Miss Mommy's assistant?
Andy, your sister is right for what she said. And you are just like your father.
Well, if Dad heard this, he wouldn't be happy if he heard this. But anyways, even if we time travel, where do we start? We barely know Kaz. Well, besides being my mom's cousin.
Andy? Jahil Fireblade, I'm standing right here as your mother.
Andy just got buried by mom. Okay, okay, guys. Let's get back on track. Here,
please. Joshua is fighting the urge to joke about Andy's situation.
Dr. Carey, when do we head out? We need to act fast.
I agree with Josh because we need to when this happened and what time was.
We just need to find out and when this all happened.
And we need to do this fast so we can find the real Cass. I'm sure she herself has a few choice words for Psycho Aqua after all she put her through.
But the thing is, me and the other Rangers went to KO 89 because Riz did say about new powers being on KO 89 when she came back. So what I'm thinking is, why don't the Time Guardians go back to see if the real cast is there before me and the other Rangers arrive? Hold up, Annie. You want us to go back to the time before you and the others arrive? That's right, Jada. If only there was a time that Kaz was there.
She then walks off to the monitor to find out when Rhea's returned and that. As the Rangers await for Asya with the data, somewhere in the mountains, Mistress Zed and Ivan Ooze are coming up with a plan to destroy the Rangers.
We need a monster! We need a gun monster to destroy them power pumps. I am so ridiculously sick of them.
How about we combine our powers and make a monster together with you? Those brats won't know what hit them. Or we could join up with each other and beat these and take these Ranger enemies and create our own army.
Someone has all tired that by combining the monsters together. Smile bag. And when your Psycho Aqua is going to bring the other Psycho here.
Patience,
noisy
lizard. Keep using your tongue for what's yours, or I'll make sure you lose it.
I'm still ready to destroy you, Ivan Ooze.
I'd love to see you try to cheat, Rust Bucket. Lord said knock off. Tell me how many times have you lost to the Power Rangers?
No! You three are giving me a headache. With all this fighting. And don't you dare bring my father's name into this, Ivan Ooze. Do you hear me?
I might be monster in mind to destroy the Rangers.
She then walks up to come back with a monster. Back at the CC lookout, the Asya is still working out the data and time when Rhea's returned.
I hate waiting around.
Same here, sis. And how much longer do we have to wait?
Easy.
Anyone know?
Easy, you two. Before being like this isn't gonna make things go faster, you know.
Tip. Izzy's right. There's no need to rush things.
Dr. K and Cam, it's nice to meet you both. My name is Mick. I'm a big fan of yours, Dr. K. And I heard you became a ranger as a silver and black dragon ranger. Am I right?
Nice to meet you too. Mick, and you are right about me being the silver and black Dragon Ranger.
After the Identity returns from the monitor room to meet the other Rangers in the mess hall.
Any luck working out the date and time when Reyes returned?
I didn't work out it was February 1st, 2024, and by the look of it, if the time garden goes back Tuesday, they might find cast with Aqua.
So you want us to go back 2 days to find the real cast before the cycle Aqua does? Are you out of your mind, cuz?
I agree with Jaden with this. And also, how are we going to find the real cast, huh?
Before we head out, we should confront Psycho Aqua and make her tell us what the real Kaz is, because we will be running in circles.
Rupert, are you kidding me? Andy, after what he did to us, and also, he might bring the other Psycho with her. Have you ever thought of that?
One thing I know about the Psycho Rangers, they hate working together, and the only thing they want is to destroy the Rangers that share their colors. So yes, Jay, I know. But still, we need to find my mom's cousin.
Cuz, I'm going to have to agree here, but I see where Jade is coming from. So what I'm thinking is, instead of confronting Psycho Aqua, why don't we just go back to find the real Kaz and give her the heads up? You know, she's going to be kidnapped and all.
Well, you have good points of view here, but the main thing is you need to stop Psycho Aqua from kidnapping Kaz before it's too late.
Guys, give her the beating of her life. We'll do all we can to help you from HQ. As Cam says that, all the Time Guardians nod agreement. Head to the rewards.
You all need to put February 19, 2044 in before me and the other show up on the 21st of February 2024.
Alright, Mom, I won't let you down.
Got it, Andy. And don't worry, we'll make sure nothing happens.
Jade's right. Besides, someone's got to babysit the crew.
Then he whispers.
Jaden included.
Let's go, guys, and find the real cast and stop Psycho Aqua.
Finally, at least I'll be able to send one of those psychos through a wall. Jeez, I've been waiting for this all day.
Let's do this, guys, and there's no holding back.
As the Time Guardians head off to February 19th, 2044, the rest to find the real Kaz in the mountains, Mistress Zed, Ivan Ooze, and Sledge are waiting for Cyber Camille to return with her monster.
How long are we going to wait for Cyber Camille? This is giving me another headache.
Ugh. Cyber Lizard better hurry up before I destroy her. Yeah, give her time, Ooze, before I put you in a jar.
Just then, Cyber Camille returns with her monster.
Let me introduce Hammerhead. My team is a full of technology I added to him because last time the Dark Rangers made Hammerhead is me, remember? I didn't.
As a matter of fact, I do remember the Dark Rangers. Very well, as a matter of fact. Because I was the one who made the mask in the first place. All this time, this time. We had to fight it. What cost?
I hope this monster of yours will destroy the power punch once and for all. If not, I will destroy you.
Don't worry, Mr. Fred. Hammerhead will destroy them. Power Punk and I have found this lad. I don't know what to do.
This is a part of the mask, you silly lizard. Now we need to find the other half of it.
Meanwhile, the Time Guardians arrive at KO-89 to find the real Cass.
So, this is KO-89? It's just like Earth, but in a different way.
You're right, Jade. It is different. And this is where Dr. K and the others arrive to get their new power.
So, let's find out where the real Cass is going to be and leave a note for her. And yes, Kazu, this is where Dr. K and the others arrive in 2 days. So we better move fast, guys.
I agree with you, sis, and I think his name is Kuzu, but that's besides the point. Let's go, guys.
How are we going to find the real Cass then, Jalen?
The Time Guardians then start looking for the real crap. Meanwhile, back on Earth, Mistress Zed, Ivan Ooze, and Sarah Camille send Hammerhead to the city. To be continued, will the next generation find the real class? Will Hammerhead destroy the Rangers? Will Emperor Demise, Mistress Zed, King Mondo, General Drifter, Diva Tox, and any of these other villains be able to destroy the Rangers? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation!
And Damien. Oh, in the training room. Apparently, they've been working hard all day.
Come on,
is all you got, sis?
As I'm slowly getting Jonathan decided to join them. And he's also drinking his dad's Monkey Madness. But at this point, all he can do now is snicker, seeing them in their exhaustion.
Hey, Jonathan. How is it that you're so energized?
Yeah, man. Usually, I enjoy putting my sister through studio walls. But at this point, the week, I'm beat. What's your secret?
At this point, Jonathan then sips his monkey madness.
I'm glad you asked that, guys. I keep myself energized and hydrated using my dad's dubby hydration line.
Dubby? Why is that?
Wood! Yes, well,
According to what Dad said, it's a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives us what we need to tackle the day and own the week, as well as the villains, apparently, he says he's beaten up nowadays. It's good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It's generous energy. It's made with coffee fruit extract. It comes with so many delicious flavors and no added preservatives. Hey, check this out. I found some on my dad's Galaxy grenade. Try this stuff out.
Nah. You can have that one. Here you go, bro.
Thanks. Yeah, you can have it too. Thanks, Chris. But a quick
question. Jonathan.
Jonathan's not Chris. That's my dad.
Oh, sorry. It's just you two look alike. Thanks, Johnny. But quick question. What if there are financial struggles? You know, heroes on a budget and all. Is there a way we can save a few bucks?
My dad says you can go to www.w.gg and enter the promo code PR Multiverse. All caps, one word. By doing this, you save 10% off your entire order. They also have great swag and all sorts of stickers and stuff so you can support W proudly.
Like hats.
Like hats. What the?
Huh? As that has been said, a disturbance can be seen on the monitors as the alarms blare.
Oh, boy. Okay, guys, we need to get the ops and report. This is Jonathan. We're on our way. I hope you guys are energized. Wild Racers, mobilize!
Remember, go to www.w.gg and place in the promo code PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces, and save 10% off your entire purchase. WMEV, delicious, generous energy.
The Next Generation. Hey everybody, long time no see, it's your boy Jack. Dusty King Kim showed up at a second CC lookout to help the Next Generation and could have my lovely daughter JT. I'm sorry, yes, I forgot to tell you. Still mad at me for that. Mm-hmm. The Golden Rangers find the real cast back in the year 2024 and KO 89. Hey, isn't that when we got our new powers? Anywho, the Time Guardians should go back. But what happened? Only time will tell. So suit up, Ranger Nation. It's time to find out.
Ancient powers of the ninjas gonna take you down.
Episode 22, The Time Paradox. To find the real cast. Part 2. Second CC look. The Rangers are enjoying some time off as the others look for the real cast.
Enough,
and
a way we can relax, and that is...
Sure. Ooh, right, Luna. At least we don't need to worry about the doors and the walls.
You're telling me. I'm really getting tired of calling the contractors of hardware stores. They know me by name already.
Well... So many houses in this game, I'm surprised that they didn't know your name sooner.
She then looks at Bakugo and Izzy.
I'm only kidding, Izzy.
Bakugo also looks at Izzy and then back at Sakura.
I know you're joking, goofball.
Look, we all know that Joshua and Jalen are hothead, but how many times did they save our butts?
Yeah, that's true. But
I really hope the others are able to find Cass really soon. Because I still have their Psycho Aqua.
They will find her, but you just have to give her time.
Let's give them. And when they do find Cass, we will find out soon enough.
I'll find out time. We have to wait until the others get back.
AJ then looks at the monitors.
Well, partner, sorry to interrupt this little shindig, but looks like you got a showdown in the city to take care of.
Oh, you're right, AJ. I think it's time to roll out.
JR responds.
AJ, you up for a tag team shootout at high noon? Yeehaw!
Man, JR, you know I'm always ready. Not always. I got this trigger finger happy.
Here we go again. Always blushing before asking questions, AJ.
Well, let's go, partner. Blast this monster.
Let's round this monster up and show him what the gunslingers are about. Yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, guys, don't leave me out. And don't forget about Leroy here. My foot is itching to kick some monster butt.
This foot, my fist, either way, we are kicking monster booty.
In the city, Hammerhead is hammering away to destroy the city. As the people of the city start screaming and running, the Rangers then teleport to the city.
Look up and look for the monster guy.
Yeah, good idea. I'll take the hydra.
Then let's go into two groups.
This is right. You should get into two groups and keep your comms on in case anyone sees this monster.
Sammy then responds to Jonathan and Izzy.
Jonathan and Izzy is right, and let's go and find this monster. We better hurry because by the looks of the city, it's getting destroyed by the minute.
I agree.
What are you waiting for? Goofballs, let's go!
Hey, hothead. Don't focus on me. Focus on the ground in front of you. And you know how clumsy you are.
Oh!
Holy! Let's get this creeped already.
I agree with Leroy here. This city won't last much longer.
AJ, if you start blasting without asking questions, you and me are going to have a chat when we get back.
Oh, come on, Izzy. But you know that's how I roll. You're no fun.
Hey. If they stop blasting first, we're blasting without asking any questions. It's us or them.
Come, I just admit you won't go on a date with AJ.
Really, DJ? I don't want to go out with AJ here. His just trigger happy hothead.
He looks at DJ.
My, when we were kids, you did the same thing, just let the man have fun and admit you like that hothead. Or trigger happy boy.
Hey man, it's all right. It's fine. I wouldn't want a day to know it all anyway. But things stay right all the time.
He then looks away.
Would you two stop fighting, look up, buck up, and find this monster?
Well, start me sideways, Scully. You're actually man up for once. Let's find this monster.
Yeah. The team splits up in two groups to find Hammerhead. Back on KO 89, the Time Guardians are looking for Cass.
This is taking forever. And where can Cass be?
You're right, sis. And why does it take so long to find someone? Man, my feet are killing me. Sheesh.
Will you just stop moaning, will you please?
Yeah, you both give me a headache.
I agree with Jade and Kazu. Also, really, you have to take Rita's lines. They are always moaning about something, but we need to work together to find Kaz.
Andy, I believe it's Kuzu. But for once, I agree with you, Kuzu and Jade, on this one.
After a couple of hours, the Time Guardians arrive at the spot where Kaz is supposed to be.
At long last, we made it. So, what do we do now?
We'll have to leave a note for Kaz to tell her what is going to happen.
Andy is right here. We should leave a note.
But won't that mess up the timeline?
I actually agree with Jaden on this one, and I don't often say that, but why do we have to do this again?
That's why the imposter won't know about our plans, Josh, cuz. Also, number one rule for time travel, don't talk to our younger selves or our younger parents. That will mess up the timeline.
You're just like me, sister. Mr. Know-It-All.
Like you should be talking, Miss Bossy.
Okay, guys, easy now. Let's just leave the note for Kaz and head back to our time.
The Time Guardians head back to their doors. Meanwhile, back in the present, the others are looking for Hammerhead in the city.
Daddy, I think I found the monster.
Good work, Azia. Now we just have to follow it before we strike.
Hey, man, you know what? I got a better idea.
He fires a couple of blasts at Hammerhead.
Now that, I'll call one good old cat.
AJ, you boneheaded cowboy. You should have waited for everyone. Maya's right, you are a hothead. No wonder you're single, homie. Partner?
The others hear the blast and start running to where Asya, DJ, RJ, and AJ are.
Let me guess. AJ
started
the blast at the monster.
Yep, I'm starting to realize why you two argue a lot, AJ. Is stubborn like a mule and doesn't listen, I say for punch and take away his blaster.
Hey, you don't separate a man and his blaster like that. Come on.
Just then, Hammerhead turns around to see the Rangers.
Ranger! I'm sure you
do. Yeah, and we're here to stop you, whatever you are.
I'm Hammerhead. I will nail you to the ground. No one will stop me.
He charges at Izzy.
Not so fast, Hammer Boy.
He waves a flag at Hammerhead.
Izzy, and everyone, you know what time it is?
Oh, yeah. It's morphin' time. Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer, pink.
Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild
Racers, white! Wild Racers, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer, purple.
Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer, red.
Wild Racer, mobilize. Let's rev it up. Wild Racer, green.
All good. Hey, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know the party, watch. Where?
Shinobi! Shinobi, Guardian 9! Yay, Shinobi!
into its morphin' time. Guns, ready, steady, fire! Yo, good Slinger Ranger, yeah!
Guns, ready, steady, fire! Pick Gunslinger Ranger!
Oh, yeah. Guns ready, steady, fire!
Well, time to get this showdown started. Guns ready, steady, fire. Green Gunslinger Ranger.
Aw, oh, yeah. This is the part I love about the job. Guns ready, steady, fire. Red Gunslinger Ranger. Yeah!
Yeah! Guns ready, steady, fire. Black Gunslinger Ranger.
It's Morphin time! Tangalactus, Wild Spirit!
Mystic Fury, Spirit Unleashed!
It's Morphin time! Hot Jam, Persone, and Majesty!
Man, this never gets old. It's Morphin time! Trino Saber Dragon, Emergence!
The Rangers then get into a fighting stance to take on Hammerhead. Just as he runs towards the Rangers, just then, Joshua, Jalen, Andy, Kuzu, Jade, and Maverick show up. He blasts Hammerhead, and the others look at them.
I guess you made it to the party. By the looks of it, you didn't miss the party, Maverick.
Yeah, we're here to chew bubblegum and put much to doors. And we're out of all the bubblegum. Thank you, bro.
You have to come up with that line, Jalen. You're just like your mom and Josh.
Here we go with the doors and walls again.
God, there's a monster. We got to destroy. It's morphing time. Time Guardian, clock in. Green Time Guardian!
You're right, Jade. It's Time Guardian! Clock in! Time Guardian! Orange Ranger!
I agree.
Time Guardian! Clock in! Red Time Guardian Ranger!
I agree.
Time Guardian! Clock in! Purple Time Guardian!
Time Guardian! Clock in! White Gold Time Guardian!
Time Guardian, clock in. Blue Time Guardian.
What? More Rangers? Oh, this is gonna be so much fun.
To be continued. Will the next generation find the real cast? Will she read the note that was left for her? Will the real cast be able to come back to Earth to help? What if this Hammerhead character? Will Emperor Demise and Mistress Zedd, King Mondo, General Drifter, Divatox, and all the other villains that have popped up be able to destroy the Rangers? Will a new team of Rangers be able to combat this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation!
Co-producer, the co-creator, the co-runner of the Multiverse and the Multiverse Next Gen podcast. Demi, just want to give a special shout out to the cast and crew of this podcast. Special shout out to the boss. Our reason I'm first because, well, I gotta go pack for my trip. Oh yeah, that's right. In 2 weeks' time, I will be at Pensacon in Florida. And if you see me walking around in cosplay, I'll post my cosplay on TikTok the day of. If you see me in that cosplay, come say hi and get an autograph. And if you want, I can give you guys a hug. How about that? And if you got any merch, I'll sign it. But yeah, I'm passing this off to Chris, because I need to go for this packing for my trip. I will see y'all later.
Well, you have a good trip, Danny.
Yeah, you have a good
trip. Bye, guys. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
And with that being said, we want to start out the shout-outs, of course. You know, we've had Steve Cardenas in the beginning, always giving us the opening. We thank him for that, and for shouting us out in general. Also, we go with starting at the beginning. We started with Zordon, Dave and Jay Felding, and Nikia Barisa, the first two official shout-outs.
Interviews, I was going to say as well. Don't forget we got
David was our first official interview, yes. But Nikia was our first official shout out.
Mm-hmm.
So we started at the beginning, top to bottom. See what I'm going? Also, I want to give a special shout out to the three guys that gave me my powers, the Deepa Lipo triplets. Thank you very much. We miss you guys. We do love you. We do care about you. And we know you're out there doing your thing. May the power protect you.
And feel healthy.
And stay feel healthy. Better. Feel better. Also, one other thing. And this is for everyone out there. Your mental health is important, guys. We want you to keep healthy. So if you have anything that is bringing you down, go talk to someone about it. It's important that you do. It's better that you talk about it instead of hiding it. And that's a message from me personally.
Okay.
I pass it off to who's next?
I'll go next. I want to give a special shout out, and I'm sorry, Buckle, for saying this, to our little golden supporter, Phoenix, who always listens, always listens every time. Phoenix, my little Gold Ranger, we love you, bro. But you can be a little bit of a pain in the butt sometimes when you're on Fortnite, but let's just say we definitely love you. But
definitely, you definitely are one of our biggest supporters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Z1's kids are also one of our biggest supporters. We want to thank your daughters. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, girls.
I want to say, also, I don't want to say this, but I got to. I want to thank Cesarelle for the shout out. Damn it. I'm gonna pass this over back to Chris.
Okay. Thank you, Tessa Rao, for the shout out that you gave for us for inaugurating us after the 1 year. There was a lot we had fun with. Now we pass it on to Becky.
I want to thank Barbara Goodson for the hug that she gave me. I want to thank her for the shout-outs that she's given us. I wish you would want to come and have a shout-out with us online, but I don't know what's going on. I'm going to pass this over to Elijah.
All right. Well, first off, I want to thank the one and only Zordon himself for the very first interview that we got from him.
I already did it.
I also want to thank the very powerful, very leader-like Jack Landers, Brandon J. McLaren, SPD Red, for giving us a shout-out that he did. That was amazing, unexpected, and awesome. I also want to give a shout-out to Jason Font. I know they probably mentioned him already, as well as Babu himself. And Stubby.
Rendrino, don't forget to follow his program as well.
Yes, sir.
Abu's Monster Review, that's on YouTube. He's he just recorded episode on episode 32 season one. Go check that out. Go ahead, continue, Elijah.
And also for all of the lovers of everything anime, Super Sentai, Power Rangers, and the like, there's also a server on Discord that you could very well join, known as the Zeoverse community. It is a collaboration between the Zeonizer podcast and the Multiverse Rangers podcast. It's somewhere where you can go to talk about D&D, anime, Super Sentai, Power Rangers, Kamen Riders, what have you. Go check it out. It's going to be in the description below.
Okay. Joseph.
Yes, I want to give a very, very special shout out to a man I met over at Hero's Hideout, Mr. Walter Jones, for the phenomenal shout out that he gave us.
Oh.
And also, I want to give a special shout out to our most recent interviewee, Stephanie Nadalny. And also,
I'm Bag 2 from the Dragon Ball era.
And also, I want to give a shout out to any Ranger actor, actress, celebrity, anime, Dragon Ball Z celebrity, who would like to do an interview with our group. Just find our tags in our video descriptions, on our YouTube page, on our Spotify. Contact us by our emails. We'd love to have you on the show.
There is one big announcement, though, that I forgot to say, and that is Ron Rossman, the one who done our theme song for our podcast. Thank you,
yes,
Ron.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. The great Ron Wasserman had indeed created the score you hear in the beginning of our podcast now. That is from the legend himself. So we want to thank him for the interview that he's done with us and for the piece that he did for our podcast, which was brilliant. We thank you for that. I got another one to thank. I need to thank another person. I need to thank Catherine Sutherland. Along with Nakia Baris, I want to thank them both because I'm also commemorated after this month of being 1 year as a member of Power Rangers Playback. So I was commemorated with a one-year anniversary gift. Thank you for that. But I also want to say to go check out their podcast as well, Power Rangers Playback on YouTube. They have guests as well. You'll love them. Some of the same has been here. Both Catherine and Nakia have both been here. So we want to thank them for being here. And next, I'll go with Raph.
Well, some of you already said half of the stuff I was going to announce.
I bet.
But here's the thing. I know you mentioned Stephanie Nadoli, but you also got to remember, we can't just thank her because she is our first crossover, but we also have to thank our buddy Phenomenal for having us have the first collaboration in the interview.
Yep. Which means you also need to thank another podcast too, don't you?
I did. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I would also like to thank Dan Salford for that awesome shout out he gave me.
Yes. Yeah.
Joseph. But who else am I missing here?
Hang on. Zander.
Alan Palmer.
Zander as well.
There you go.
We can't forget Alan Palmer. Thank you for that awesome, Alan.
And one after him. Who was it?
Michael Argato,
Little Tommy,
Young Tommy.
We can't forget Henry Shepherd. We also definitely can't forget who else we got here. If I remember correctly,
Combat in the Grid.
We can't forget Zane, Mike Patron.
Yeah,
Grim the Dragon Tamer, GG5.
Yep.
Silver in Space, I think you just mentioned him.
Yeah, Zane.
Yeah.
Justin Nemo.
I did say Xander for Mystic Voice.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. I know we mentioned Zordon already for being our first interview, and also for that awesome shout out he did for. Let's see.
Oh, hang on a minute before I forget. Chrissy's got her hand up. Let's go to Chrissy, and then we go to Bakugo.
All right.
I want to say my special shout out to my crush, my ranger crush. Hi, Fortnite, and I'm okay. Hi, Korag.
Fortnite Korag, the actor who played him.
Oh, so.
Who gave Chrissy a special shout out, by the way.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
It was a personal one from Ranger Stop.
Oh, then that reminds me. I can't forget the Scrozzle for interaction with that. I mean,
Colin Cooley.
Yeah.
Campbell Cooley. Thank you. Yep. Campbell Cooley. We've been in touch. We know you're out there. We know you got stuff going on. We'll be in touch with you in a few months.
So, you ready to make some more facts?
Also, Bakugo.
Yeah, I was just going to go to him. Go ahead, Bakugo.
What's good, Ranger Nation? How you been?
So, babe, I'm going to say this now. I love you like a damn loved one. I do love you, Grinch. But why? Why'd you call me out here? Leave me alone. Oh, my face is red as hell now. Anyway, to anyone, that two things real quick. Two things. One, to anybody that's going through issues, I know Chris touched on it, but coming from somebody that's fought it personally, no, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not fighting these battles alone.
Yep.
I got your back. Two, I know she called you, I already know she did your shout out, but my little goatee was good, cuz. Love you. Missed you. Remember, we always on games. No, you missed. And Chrissy, you gonna hate me for this one. But, one night, she got a crush on you. But yeah, all just aside, to anyone that's listening, to anyone that's here, to anyone that's been with us since day one, to our day one followers, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being most important. Thank you for listening to us. Remember, same day of us. Do you know why? Once a ranger,
always a ranger.
Always a ranger.
Always a ranger.
Okay, Raph, and then back to the...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever stop by Florida, there's a special store that I would like for you to check out, and that is the New Era Collectibles. If it weren't for New Era Collectibles, majority of our interviews wouldn't be possible. Also, if you like the old school games, old school toys, or if you feel the need that you want to sell something, check out New York Collectibles and tell Mike that Raphael sent you.
All right. My man. New Era Collectibles, nice touch. Very nice touch. And boss, we did mention Xander. By the way, his name is Richard Brancastisano.
Brancastisano, holy, that's a mouthful. Yes.
Before I forget, our castmate, Zane, who plays Leroy, mm-hmm. and Maverick, he had a special two shout-outs from one from Steve Cardenas and one from Danny from Wild Force. Jack Guzman.
What's his name? Jack Guzman.
Yeah.
Yep. Iron Bison himself.
Yep.
We forgot one. Our one and only. Our Ruby.
our one and only Ranger. You can't forget her. Miss you, sis. Love you.
Tani. Yes. They trade Tani.
Tani, yep.
Yep.
Right. Joseph.
There is also a couple of things I'd like to say. First, in Syracuse in March, you may see two of our castmates, myself and Bakugo, at the con that's going to be happening there. You will also be seeing a reunion of the In Space Rangers there.
Mm-hmm.
Come by, say hi. We'll talk to you, sign autographs. No charge for me or anybody here. Also, you will be seeing me at the Saratoga Comic Con in May. Come by and say hi as well.
Hey, don't forget me. I might be going to that one, too. Calm down. I might be going to that one, too.
Yeah. Okay. And also, go ahead.
Just to let you guys know that there is a con coming up here in England, but I won't be going in May because of difficulties going on over here at the moment for me, but I will be going to the one in October, so look out for me in October. Okay. May is a bit tight for me at the moment, because I've got loads of things on. Also, I'm going to pass this over to Raf quick, and we're going to wrap this up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the Florida area, check out Hero Hype Convention, March 16. Your boy, Raphael Fireblade, will be there. Just look for the guy dressed as Spider-Man 2099. You can't miss him. And I will sign anything for free.
So for me and the cast of the Multiverse Rangers crew here, and from every single Power Ranger we have had on, we will say good night. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And also, as we always say, we have not done this for a while. Once, Rangers together.
Rangers together.
Multiverse together.
It's time for a what?
It's time for a
gold rush. Time for a gold rush.